shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Well, we're in with this morning again. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his life, he taught people. And because of his teaching, people followed him. Not everybody. But there were those who responded to the teachings of the Lord, and they followed him because of what they heard. Now, some followed him because they saw miracles, and others followed him for other reasons, but he shook them off eventually. They didn't last. The ones that stuck with him, the ones that stayed with him, and the ones that were faithful to him were the ones who followed him because of the things they had been taught. Through the teaching. This should be the normal progression of those who sit under his teaching. All of us who are born again, we have a spirit within us that has been made alive, regenerated, and now we have the capacity to receive from God. We have the ability, doesn't matter what your IQ was or how well you did in school or how good your reading skills are or any of that. Means nothing, because the Holy Spirit reveals things to the weakest of us. So even somebody with I have a very good friend. His education is third grade level. He can barely read anything in his Bible. He spends most of his time listening, and if he tries to read, it'll take him 20 minutes to get through a verse, trying to figure out the words. And yet he lives a life that is very dedicated to Christ. He is committed. He lays down his life. He wins the lost. He is very dedicated because he follows the teachings. The teachings touched his heart and made him a disciple, even though his education level was very, very small. So education and IQ and all of this has zero to do with following Christ. We have a spiritual IQ that is the Holy Spirit within us who reveals these things to us. You can study 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and you'll discover that we are spirit-taught people, those who have been born again. But with the normal progression for us, we sit under his teachings and our mind gets renewed in Romans 12:2. And we become equipped with new values, new priorities, and new motivations. We become different under the teachings. The teachings, the Word of God makes us different. We're not just commanded to go be different, because we would fail in that attempt. The Old Testament was much like that. Go and be different. Holy is another word for different. Go and be holy. Go and be different. And they would go and try and fail. And we would too, because we're not built that way. We still have an old sin nature. We're still very, very weak. But it is the teachings, it is the Word of God that creates within us a renewed mind and in a transformed heart, or a new heart, that gives us the ability to follow and enables us to follow the Lord because we have new values, new priorities, and new motivations. Those that get saved, those who are Christians but they don't follow, are a very unique group of people. They got saved, they're born again, they received Christ as their Savior, but they don't follow. There's three reasons, three possibilities why they don't follow. The first thing is they have never been taught. And that happens oftentimes when you may go and you lead somebody to Christ, you don't even see them again. You don't know where they went to or what they're doing. You met them in the supermarket or you met them on the job and they got saved, but then you don't see them again. They're not being taught. If they're not under the teachings, then the mind's not getting renewed and their behavior is not changing. So they go back to doing what they always did, even though they have a new perspective on Jesus. It just doesn't carry through because they don't have teaching. That's why follow-up is such an important thing in churches, that we learn to follow up people and get them under teaching, so that even if we have to go to their houses individually and have private little Bible studies one-on-one, to have teaching available so that teaching will change people. The Word of God is what changes. So that's number one. They were never taught. Or number two, they were taught incorrectly. That means they did get under teaching, but the teaching wasn't correct teaching. The teaching was somehow leavened with false doctrine and false motivations and false ideas and concepts about God. And it was never the pure Word of God, the unadulterated Word of God. It was always some twist to it. That's what Peter said, that they twist the Scriptures to their own destruction, which means they don't get anywhere with Scripture twisting. But it happens all over the place. There are many churches that do, and many ministries that do, and many men that do. And that's the second thing. Number one, never taught. Number two, taught incorrectly. Or number three, they are taught correctly, but they resist what they hear. They are taught correctly, but they resist what they hear. And they resist it because it interferes with their life, with what their plans are. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Jesus, but I've got other plans for my life. This is the direction I'm going, so don't mess me up by telling me I can't do this and I need to go this direction and I should be doing that. Don't mess me up with your directions. Let me do my thing. So they resist the teaching. They just pick and choose what teachings they want. I like this one, I'll do that one. I don't like that teaching, I'm going to ignore that one. I like this one, I'll take that one. They pick and choose. We call it sometimes selective hearing. I hear what I want to hear. And I block out and I choose to not remember what I don't like. And that is called, also another terminology for that would be Hebrews 3:13, the hardening of the heart. A person puts up a wall against such teachings that would interfere with my plans, my purposes, my chosen lifestyle. I put up a wall. You wonder why some people can go around and praise the Lord and claim to be Christians while they're involved in certain lifestyles. You say, man, how can they do that? How can they live in that lifestyle and then go praise the Lord Sunday morning? They have hardened their heart in that area. They built a wall against that teaching. And they're not going to receive correction. Correction comes, but they reject it. They resist it. And when you do that, then that person doesn't really follow the Lord. They proclaim the name of Jesus, but they don't really follow the Lord because he's not involved in the direction of their lives on a daily basis. They're not walking in step with him. They're simply claiming that he's their Savior, and well, he might be. Well, he might be. God looks on the heart. But from the outward appearance of things, we can only say by their fruit we know them. We know that when you're involved in that kind of stuff, and you're choosing a lifestyle that the Bible forbids, then you're not following the Lord. So Jesus spent most of his time teaching. From when he started his public ministry, and probably long before that, he spent his time teaching. The Word of God was the central focus of his ministry. To teach, and let the Word of God change people. Now, he did miracles. There's 37 recorded miracles in your New Testament that Jesus did. It depends on what you consider a miracle. You can redefine the word miracle. Somebody responds to anything, and we could call that a miracle. So-and-so came to church last week. That's a miracle. You know, I mean, we can call miracles miracles, But there are 37 recorded supernatural events that took place in your New Testament. Now, we know Jesus did more than 37. John 21:25 tells us the books of the world could not contain the things that Jesus said and did. So we know that there was much more to his life than 37 miracles. But mostly he spent his time teaching. Teaching was the focus. It was the focal point of his ministry, and he was a great Bible teacher. Now in Isaiah 50 and verse 4, if you look at that verse, before we get to Mark chapter 1, this is a prophecy concerning Christ. And Jesus, and this is the Lord speaking of himself through prophecy. He says, "The Lord God, my Father, has given me the tongue of the learned." I have the tongue of the learned. And that's an important thing, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And then it says, he wakens me every morning, morning by morning, morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as the learned. The learned there, the learned is a person who has been taught. The learned person is the person who's learned something. He's been taught something. He's had teaching in his life. And Jesus is saying of himself, I speak, but I speak as somebody who has been taught. Because I'm God in the flesh, but I did not just automatically know everything. I was taught all through my life, all through my 30 years before I stepped out into my ministry. I was taught the Word of God. The Father taught me. He woke me every morning, and we had Bible class. Jesus had Bible class. He had Bible school every single morning in preparation for his ministry. He didn't just jump out into it. He is a learned person. He is somebody who has learned. Jesus learned the word from his Father, we're told here, from the Lord. Taught him morning by morning, by morning, by morning. Not just Sunday only, but every single morning he learned the word of God. It was a daily thing for him. Every morning, Bible school. And the process began in Luke 2:52 when he was a young child. He began to grow in wisdom even at that young age, of being just a little kid, Sunday school age. And he was growing in wisdom. You don't get wisdom apart from receiving the Word of God, having it become part of your thinking. Wisdom comes from receiving, having an understanding of God's Word. It comes from God. So Jesus began at a very young age to accumulate wisdom, accumulate truth, accumulate the Word. And then we know when he got into his ministry in Luke 4:18 that the Holy Spirit anointed him to preach. That was the number one thing the anointing came for, was to preach or to teach the Word of God. Because as we said from the beginning, teaching is what changes people and makes followers out of them. The more a person hears, the more he'll follow, unless he's resisting it. Being taught correctly, you get him into the right church, the right...
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist.